Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Red Wave November. That is what new poll numbers are showing. New polls are revealing that voters think Republicans are more concerned with the top issues than Democrats are. This is mainstream polls we're talking about here. Voters believe Republicans are more in tune with the top issues plaguing the country, while Democrats are focused on partisan goals. That is what a new October Harris poll has revealed today. The survey asked respondents, voters, What would you say are the most important issues facing the country today, weeks ahead of the highly anticipated 2022 midterm elections? The top issue overall is price increases and inflation. What does that mean? It means not abortion, which is what Democrats were hoping for. 37% of American voters noted it was the most important issue. 29% identified the economy and jobs as the top issue, followed by 23% who said immigration, and 18% said it was crime and drugs. Again, abortion nowhere on that list. What is more, the perceived concerns of Republicans matched up with the top issues for Americans. As respondents said that the Republican Party leaders are most concerned with immigration, price increases and inflation, and the economy and jobs. Meanwhile, Democratic leaders appear to be out of touch as voters view their top issues of concern to be January 6th, women's rights, and the environment / climate change. This data could spell major trouble for Democrats because they were betting on those issues being the top issues, and they're not. Now, Americans have witnessed two major things: a dramatic rise in prices, dramatic rise in crime, and a dramatic rise in illegal immigration, all under the leadership over the last 2 years of President Joe Biden and the Democrats who are controlling the House and the Senate, and this is what has happened under their leadership. When you get down into the minutiae, consumer prices, for example, are a top concern of voters because prices are up 8.2% compared with 1 year ago. If you break it down even more than that, the number one issue for American families right now is grocery prices. Number two is gas prices. Then it becomes affordability of housing and interest rates that are extremely high. Individuals are also worried about rising crime, saying that they're very concerned, especially in more liberal cities, bigger cities where crime has skyrocketed, is one of the top issues. This also promoting conservative senators to call on President Biden to deploy all available resources to American cities dealing with the issue of crime. Now, according to some estimates, roughly 5 million illegal immigrants have crossed the border since Biden took office. In June alone, authorities on the southern border seized enough fentanyl to kill 140 million people. And that was what they seized. And as we know, the majority of what comes across the border is not seized by authorities. Some believe that it could be as little as less than 1% of all shipments. Now, this survey was taken between October the 12th and the 13th. And it was a large sample size of registered voters. So when you ask them, what do they believe? They believe the Democrats are, in fact, out of touch. And they believe the Republicans understand it more. There's also another issue. And this is 22 days out from the election. House Democrats now claim to be, quote, laser focused on inflation. And they're saying this during the debates nationwide. Vulnerable House Democrats have changed their talking points from abortion and green alternative energy to now making their remarks clear in the debates. They say they're laser focused, super focused, totally focused on inflation and the economy, while inflation continues to erase wages for most workers. Give you an example. During Democrat representative from Virginia, Elaine Luria, the recent debate against her Republican opponent, she was asked to rate the United States economy. Even as grocery bills skyrocketed, the congresswoman said she would probably rate the economy, quote, a 6. Additionally, Representative Lauren Underwood, Democrat from Illinois, in one of her recent debates, claimed that she and the rest of her party are laser focused in the Congress on fixing, quote unquote, fixing the skyrocketing inflation while praising the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which did nothing to stop inflation. In addition to these two congresswomen, some of the other vulnerable Democrats have talked about rising costs and the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. For example, Representative Jennifer Wexton, a Democrat from Virginia, claimed this week that her voting record shows she has helped with prices in the country. Representative Mike Levin, Democrat from California, said he believed that, quote, we are currently doing better than other countries with inflation, and then went on to blame, I kid you not, former President Donald Trump for the rising gas prices. I guess that's the crap you can get away with when you live in California, right? Representative Jared Golden, a Democrat from Maine, claimed that the so-called Inflation Reduction Act is being misrepresented and it's unfair. Representative Dan Clyde, I think I got that right. I don't try to remember Democrats' names, I'm not going to lie, especially when I think they're going to lose. He's now claiming that the Democrats are working on lowering prices and blames the Chinese coronavirus pandemic for the problems supply chain has had and the other drivers of inflation. Just called it other drivers of inflation. He also said the problem with gas is Russia invading Ukraine, so that's who you should be mad at. Representative Susan Wild, a Democrat from Pennsylvania this week, said she was focused on reducing prices for Americans, but gave no plan on how she was going to do it. Representative Stephen Hortsford, a Democrat from Nevada, claimed that the Democrats are working on lowering prices for Americans and creating better paying jobs, even as we know the prices are going to skyrocket the day of the election because of one reason. What is that reason? We know they're going to skyrocket after the election because the strategic oil reserves will stop pumping 1 million barrels of oil into the system every day to artificially lower the price of gas. They also know gas prices are going to skyrocket as well from another perspective. And that is that OPEC has decided to reduce their output by 2 million barrels a day. And they also know that this administration is hell-bent on saying no to drilling in America and has not changed course, even as we're seeing $5, $6, $7, and $8 a gallon gas now in California, for example. There's also another part of this story that is very important that people need to understand. The 401ks of many Americans are being wiped out at levels we have never seen before. And this is also a campaign issue. There are many conservatives out there that are saying, and I'm one of them, listen up, 401k reduction in this country, the 401k, the amount of money that's being lost is so big that every Republican candidate should be talking about this. Soaring inflation alone has wiped out, I'm going to read this because the new number, soaring inflation has wiped out $2.1 trillion. To put that in perspective, an average of 25% of a worker's retirement savings. Biden is hammering your 401k. Soaring inflation has wiped $2.1 trillion, an average of 25% off American workers' retirement savings. The analysis was done by conservative economists who said the balance of America's 401ks will ruin your whole day, week, and month. Saying this is so bad because not only is your 401k disappearing, but inflation has been going at 8% for the past 7 months, despite the White House claiming things were temporary. They argued that over the past 20 months, the average American family has lost nearly $6,000 in purchasing power due to the rise in prices over wages. But before I get into that part of the story, I want to tell you a little bit about my good friends over at Patriot Mobile. If you are ready to have an impact every time that you use your phone, and I'm talking about having an impact by supporting First and Second Amendment rights, supporting the rights of the unborn, and fighting back every time you make a phone call, you need to know about Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative Christian mobile phone provider. And they are using your phone bill when you pay it every month to actually fight for conservative causes while saving you money. Now, this isn't any extra add-on to your bill. They take a portion of your bill every month and they give it back to fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment, and they are winning. Patriot Mobile has now been attacked by the big media. Big tech is now coming after them, and that's why I want you to support them. If you want an affordable plan and you want to get the same great coverage you have right now, switch to Patriot Mobile. You're going to save money, and they use the same exact towers you're using right now. It's an affordable plan for you and your family or even your business or small business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use the same towers. If you haven't found out about Patriot Mobile, check them out. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson. That's PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. 972-PATRIOT. Check them out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Don't worry, by the way, Democrats will continue to look at you and lie to you about their plans and how they're ruining your lives. I'll give you an example of this. Elizabeth Warren was on CNN this afternoon, and she said this, okay? Listen, she went on there, and they were asking her, she's in her Boston, you know, wherever she is in Boston, you know, in her nice multi-million dollar home, She was asked about the student loan forgiveness plan, which they announced today. You can go online and find out information about it, right? Which apparently is still illegal. But the president's saying, let's do it. And I want you to hear what Elizabeth Warren had to say. Now, this is a lie. She knows it's a lie. And the media knows it's a lie. But they let her get away with it.
A new New York Times Siena poll shows that the top issue for Americans right now, the economy and inflation. Some economists have said that this student loan forgiveness plan could make inflation worse. Can you definitively say it won't?
Yes. Actually, there have been a lot of studies around this, and what they've shown is that it's not going to have an impact on inflation. In fact, the way I think about this is a key difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. The Republicans scream about inflation and have absolutely zero plans to do anything about costs that actually come to families. Democrats say, we've actually got some plans here and are doing some really important things to move the needle. Like, we are reducing student loan debt for 43 million Americans. Like, we are reducing the cost of insulin for millions of Americans. We are making sure that we're going to have negotiation of prescription drug prices. We're reducing the cost of utilities. The president is working to bring down the cost of gasoline. Look, we have right now the lowest unemployment in decades, the lowest unemployment among Hispanics in the history of the country. We have high prices. And
I love, by the way, you notice how he doesn't step in there. She says yes when asked can you definitively say Biden's student loan forgiveness program plan won't make inflation work? She says yes. We have zero impact on inflation. That's impossible. We're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars of loan forgiveness. You're a liar, right? She also goes on to say, we have a very strong message as Democrats in the economy. And then she throws in abortion and democracy are also on the ballot. So you're just going to throw that in there too, right? Oh, we've got a strong plan with the economy. What is it then?
So how much focus on abortion do you think is too much in these elections?
I think that we have a very strong message as Democrats on the economy, particularly.
What is it? I want to know what it is, because if this guy who's interviewing her, right, had an ounce of credibility, he would say, Senator, with all due respect, I got to ask, what is it? Right. John Bergman here should just immediately jump in and say, well, what is it? Because what you've been doing has not been working at all. So your plan sucks if you even have a plan. But what is your plan? Because you can't just say you have one and not tell us what it is when you guys are in charge of the House, Senate, and the White House. Because in theory, if we kept you in charge of the House and the Senate, Elizabeth Warren, then we're going to get more of the same, right? Like, you can't run right now and say, if you reelect us to have the majority in the House and Senate, we're going to fix the economy, when you can't fix it while you currently are in charge.
Up against Republicans who can do nothing but shout and have no ideas. But I also think talking about access to an abortion is powerfully important for everyone. Abortion is on the ballot in 2022. And for every person who cares about individual autonomy, who cares about freedom, who cares about whether or not decisions are made by the person who's pregnant and her doctor, or whether they're made by the government, then I think this is a powerfully important issue. And I just want to add, it's not the only powerfully important issue. Democracy is also on the ballot in 2022. There are election deniers all across this country who are on the ballot. We've just heard a candidate in Arizona who says, in effect, that she's not going to accept the results unless she wins. That is a direct assault on democracy. And so long as...
By the way, that's not what was said either. She's lying again on that one. She said it depends on how the vote is taken. If there are any accusations, right? If there are accusations, then I might change it. You know, I'm not going to say I'm going to support the results of the election if there's massive voter fraud that comes out, right? She doesn't know if there will or won't be, right? She has no idea. But don't sit there and act like we're just all best friends here and I'm just going to trust everything. And of course, they turn it and say, oh, she says she refuses to accept the election if she loses, right? That's what she just said, if she loses. That's not what she said. That is a lie. Right? I mean, that is 100% a pathological liar. Now, let's go back to the economy for just a moment to what I was telling you a moment ago. Inflation has taken an average of 25%, at least $2.1 trillion, off the 401ks of American workers. Please share this with your family and friends, because this is how you can change the outcome of an election, by giving them the facts. Joe Biden says on Sunday while eating ice cream that the economy is strong as hell. He's lying. Analysis that was done here is very clear. These are economists who understand how the economy works, and they said that the balance of America's 401ks will ruin your whole day, week, and month. They also know that inflation has been going at 8% for the past 7 months, despite the White House claiming that it was transitory or temporary, and that didn't happen either. They also said that over the past 20 months, the average American family has lost nearly $6,000 in purchasing power due to the rise in prices over wages. The average American's 401k plans have lost a colossal $34,000 in value, more than 25% of where it was a year ago. That's a total of $2.1 trillion in losses. But people wanted Joe Biden, and they didn't like mean tweets. Well, the mean tweets going away cost you $2.1 trillion. There's new data out that says that the average 401k has plunged $34,000 in 2022. The average 401k. Now, this is if you had $135,000 in your 401k in January of 2022, your 401k would now be at $101,000 as of October of 2022. More than a 25% of the value of where it was a year ago. That is $2.1 trillion in losses for American families. The average American's monthly savings, the ability to save, have dropped 83% since Biden took office. Many millions of Americans who are living paycheck to paycheck just don't have the money after paying the inflated bills to save much, if anything. That's why the average American monthly savings have dropped 83%. To make things worse, The New York Post said the stock market has decimated American savings even further, with the Dow and the S&P 500 each down 6% recently and the NASDAQ down 18%. Year to date, the Dow Jones is down 19%, the S&P 25%, and the NASDAQ is down 34%. But Joe Biden will look you straight in the face and he'll tell you that the economy is strong as hell while eating ice cream. It's strong as hell. Elizabeth Warren will tell you that forgiving student loans will not add to inflation. She's lying to you, and she knows she's lying to you. They just don't care. Now, the average American, I think, is obviously smart enough to understand where the economy is. The numbers are clear. Biden not only looks clueless when asked about people with privately held loans becoming eligible for student loan forgiveness. Today, he was asked about on stage. It was like he didn't even know what they were talking about. Like they had no clue.
And will people who have privately held loans, will they at some point become eligible for this forgiveness because they no longer are?
We are working on pathways there to support those, but we're moving as quickly as possible to provide relief to as many people as possible.
There it is. Got to have a guy step in. The president looks totally clueless when he's asked that question. If you have a private loan, why aren't you eligible, right, for all of this? Now, when Biden was reading from the teleprompter, he was trying to tell you if you want to report fraud to go to a website. The only problem is he doesn't know how to read a teleprompter anymore because he's so incompetent. Listen.
If you get any questionable calls, please tell us by going to report fraud, dotftc.gov.
dotftc.gov. If you get any questionable causes, right? Well, it's supposed to be calls, right? But he says causes. He doesn't even know what he's talking about as he's announcing the student loan forgiveness program, which he tells you is going to save the world. Now, this is what you call buying votes. You need to understand it is about buying votes. White House press secretary denies today taking a lot of heat at the White House. The Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus exacerbated inflation crisis.
Had the president's economic advisors told him that the general consensus now is that the American Rescue Plan has contributed to inflation?
Look, Secretary Yellen, who is incredibly well-respected, as you know, in the economic space, has spoken to this. So I will leave her words speak to that, to the statement that you just made.
I mean, they won't admit they screwed this up. They won't admit they ever made a mistake. They won't admit that there's a problem. You know, she says, look, we talk about gas price, but don't worry, it's coming down. When?
When we talk about inflation, gas prices, that's been something that's the American people have seen for the past several months, several weeks, and as costs have been coming down.
Costs aren't coming down. She knows this. There are no costs coming down right now. And then she says Republicans are actually going to make things worse.
Following up on something you said earlier, if President Biden's top domestic priority is inflation, why doesn't he have more to show for it?
So the president understands, and we've talked about this many times, that inflation is an issue, high cost. Cost is an issue for the American people. And so he's been very clear about making that his number one economic priority. And he has done the work. And he's done the work with congressional Democrats. When you think about the Inflation Reduction Act, which is going to lower the cost for our seniors, millions and millions of seniors across the country, when you think about that $2,000 cap on their own Medicare prescription, when you think about the thousands of dollars that our seniors pay a month, now that's going to be $2,000 a year. That is the work that congressional Democrats and congressional Democrats and the president has done. Republicans did not vote for that at all. And what Republicans want to do is that they want to repeal that very historic piece of legislation that is also going to lower energy costs, that is also going to help fight climate change. They want to get rid of it. So there is a contrast that we are going to make, which is how Republicans are actually going to make things worse, and Democrats want to do the opposite and make things a little easier. I just talked about the hearing aids, which is going to help 30 million Americans across the country.
Here's the kicker, and everybody should be asking this question. Democrats keep telling you they're going to make things better, right? They say that over and over again. They're going to make things better. They're in charge of the House. They're in charge of the Senate. They're in charge of the White House. They have not made things better, but they keep saying they're going to make things better. Are things better? No, they're worse. Why do they keep saying it then the way that they keep saying it, that they're going to make things better? They're lying to you. They're not making things better. They're making things worse. And everybody knows that they are making things worse, not better. It is obvious that they are making things worse. The economy is worse while they're in power. The economy is worse while they are putting in their agenda. They're the ones that have destroyed all of this. They inherited something that was clearly moving in the right direction. Now we know that it's a disaster. And it's very clear that it is a disaster. I need to tell you about my good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. If you're paying attention, you've seen that the stock market has been plummeting. Many economists are predicting this is just the beginning, and we could see a market pullback well into 2023. If that happens, you're going to see tremendous losses in your portfolio. Many of you have already seen those losses. That is where there's an upside with gold. In the 2008 crash, when the market dipped, gold went up. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust when investing in gold and precious metals. They can advise you on whether gold is right for you, whether it becomes part of your retirement account or having physical metal shipped directly to you. When it comes to your finances, you want to act before it's too late. Be informed on your options. Legacy Precious Metals expert team can answer all your questions. So call Legacy Precious Metals today. 866-751-2218. That's 866-751-2218. Or you can even download their comprehensive gold guide at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
CBS News even saying on their morning show, look, Democrats can act like the economy is somehow not their fault. They can act like they're going to fix it, even though they're the ones that created the bad economy. The American people are not buying it. Here's how CBS News talked about the reality of America today.
Look at worsening views of the economy, Nate. Look at this. Two-thirds of people say it is getting worse. And let me show you why. One of the ways people interact with the economy is gas prices,
of course.
You're paying more. You're seeing those big signs up. Back in August, there was some optimism. Majority said, well, okay, they're going down. But look at this. Now 63% say gas prices are going up in their area. So I asked people, okay, well, let's turn to politics here. Who are you blame for this? What's the reason? Well, look, there's more folks now who say the Democratic policies have harmed the economy than helped it. Mm. It's not the only reason they see for this, but they're reasoning out of results, right? Yeah. They're feeling a pinch, party's in power, okay, must be doing something wrong. And then by contrast, they think, well, Republican policies more likely would help.
I mean, they're even saying it. 65% of Americans say economy is getting worse under Biden. Plurality are blaming Democrats, but you have a president that's saying, no, 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 everything's great. You got to just, you know, everything's just fine. Don't worry. It's all okay. You know, she denies that the $1.9 trillion stimulus exacerbated inflation, the White House press secretary. Can't name a single swing state Democrat who wants Biden to campaign with him, by the way. You notice Biden's not there on the campaign trail, partly because I don't think he's able to, but two, no one's asking for him.
In the last month, he's okay. Giving a speech tomorrow in D.C. He's given fundraisers in New Jersey, New York. He campaigned with Democratic governor candidates in Massachusetts and Maryland, and then he was in California, Oregon, and Colorado next week. Yes, he has plans to be in Pennsylvania and Florida, but behind closed doors with two of the Democratic candidates. There's a White House Office of Political Affairs. Have they been getting phone calls from candidates in some of those other states, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, to say, we'd love to have the president come?
Look, I don't have any calls to read out. We don't have any calls or personal conversations to read out.
No one wants him. He's toxic. No one wants the president to campaign for them because he is toxic. So you go out there today, you announce this big deal. You know, even Barack Obama, I don't think can save him. He was doing a podcast and he said, you know, the Biden administration has accomplished a lot. My question for them is what?
The Biden administration has accomplished a lot. You've got a historic infrastructure bill that's going to help rebuild America and create jobs all across the country. You've got Inflation Control Act that has lowered prescription drug prices, has made sure that healthcare is even more affordable through the ACA, that is looking at lowering energy costs. You've got a gun bill that is the first major piece of gun safety legislation that we've seen in 30 years. You know, across the board, what we've seen is that when Democrats have a working majority or even a really slim majority in Congress, they can make people's lives better.
I think you and I can both agree there was not a whole lot there that the president was offering or the former president was offering to the American people. He's even sitting there like, I got to make some crap up. Like, I'm a Democrat, but I gotta make some stuff here. Right? Fox News breaking it this afternoon, this stat.
Well, more bad news for President Biden this morning. A new Fox News poll shows that if the election were to happen today, only 33% of voters would vote for President Biden, while 54% say that they would vote for someone else.
Vote for somebody else. They don't even know who the someone else is. And they're like, 54% of Americans are saying we'd vote for somebody else. But they've accomplished historical things, folks. Historical things. Fox and Friends first, talking about those numbers from earlier about your 401k plan being down. Listen.
Since President Biden took office, monthly savings have collapsed, falling 83%. The average 401k plan had over $135,000 at the start of this year. Today, those assets have shrunk on average to about $101,000. In other words, the average 401k plan is down about $34,000, more than 25% in less than 1 year.
But vote for them. That's what they're going to keep telling you. Vote for them. And if you do vote for them, it's going to be fine. Right? If you vote for them, they're going to fix it. You know, Bernie Sanders has come out saying, well, we should stop raising interest rates. They're hurting the situation, he claims. The Fed, listen.
We have a majority of economists now that believe a recession in the next 12 months is likely. First of all, do you think the Federal Reserve is currently helping or hurting the situation?
I think they're hurting the situation. I think it is wrong to be saying that the way we're going to deal with inflation is by lowering wages and increasing unemployment. That is not what we should be doing. So this inflation thing is a real issue. It is a global issue. But at a time when working families are struggling and the people on top are doing phenomenally well, I don't think you go after working people.
So you wouldn't be raising interest rates anymore at this point, that the damage has already been done in your view?
Yes.
Let me move to.
I think it is wrong to be saying the way we are going to deal with inflation is by lowering wages, increasing unemployment. All right, then how are you going to do it? I'm intrigued. Please tell me. I want to know. I want to know how we're going to do it. Somebody tell me how this is going to work. Explain it to me. Please tell me exactly what's going to happen here. If you're going to throw stones and tell me how you're going to fix it, right? Tell me how this is going to be fixed. Do you have any ideas? I'm genuinely interested. The American people are interested because you guys are actually in charge right now and you're not doing anything to stop the problems that we have. You haven't figured out any of it yet, right? You go to the White House here. When we talk about inflation, gas prices, costs have been coming down. That is a lie. Republicans are actually going to make things worse on inflation. White House Press Secretary denies that Biden's stimulus package exacerbated the inflation crisis. You know, where is the president going? Can't name a single state where he's going, where somebody wants to campaign with him. And Obama says we've had, you know, he's accomplished a lot. 33% of voters say they wouldn't vote for the guy. And they're like, we've done amazing things. I don't believe the American people are this stupid. Maybe they are. I don't think they are. Maybe Democrats are stupid enough to believe this. But I don't believe that they are. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Please make sure you write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast so that it will help us reach more people. And we will see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.